the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
So, in light of recent events, we wanted to take a moment and reflect and discuss the Black Lives Matter movement and also offer some resources to support it. This is going to be a shorter episode, but it's going to be a little bit of a discussion into the topic, just our thoughts and feelings about what's going on right now. And also, we're going to have a ton of links and resources. So please explore those in the Google Doc and in the description for more information. Tomorrow, we will post an episode about the Détroitat music video.
Yes.
And on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
So we just have to address and talk about everything that's going on. And how this kind of came around was we sat down to do the research for Détroitat. And we constantly got off topic on little tangents about the Black Lives Matter protests that are going on, and also the police brutality that's been happening. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of sat back and asked ourselves, should we be, should we just address it on our platform? You know, should we take a moment to do it? Because clearly it's on our minds, you know?
It's both been on the forefront of our minds. It's all over social media. You know, it's impacting both of our lives on a daily basis at this point. We both feel similarly about it. And the fact that it kept coming up during our Détroitat music video research, I think was like, okay, yeah, we really should just make a special mini episode really discussing it. And also, we have a new charity of the month for June. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're wanting to go with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
So we're like, this is a perfect time to really bring in the charity of the month that I think is just so evident right now. Yeah. Something that's really important right now.
Super important right now. So if it's not clear yet, we fully support Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And both of us have our own kind of unique stories of how we came to support the movement. I mean, for me, when I first became aware of it back in 2015, I was already dating Jordan, who he's my husband now. He's Black. And just because I was dating him, he was able to give me, he taught me so much, and he allowed me to see a perspective that I had never seen or understood before, you know? So I personally have like been able to be vocal about this just because of having been educated by him so long ago. And when the murder of George Floyd came about in media, I just think that we all thought it was so disgusting, and just, we just could not believe the excessive use of force of that police officer, and also the, almost like apathy of the police officers around him just standing there.
Yeah, the lack of engagement from the other police officers is just as shocking.
Yeah. So when this happened, of course, I just full force started speaking up for the movement all over again, you know, and it quickly took over social media. On our Stan Twitter account, it's all that I see. On my personal Twitter and on my Facebook, it's all that I see. So I just wanted to address that. I know that we're not being that active on our Twitter right now, on our podcast Twitter account, but that's because we're being active on our own personal social media accounts, and it's just a lot to keep up with to also be on our Stan Twitter. You guys, all of our mutuals that I see, you guys are doing an amazing job. But
truly,
yeah.
And we also felt that using the platform of the podcast and actually dedicating an episode to talk about Black Lives Matter was the most appropriate way for us to go about it.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're doing it now. Kind of, Kaylee, you kind of shared your experience. For me, it's a little bit different. I think I've known about Black Lives Matter, and I've kind of, I think, silently stood behind it up until now, which I think a lot of people are coming forth and being more vocal and trying to be more active now. And for me, I had this kind of awakening, faded experience, which is a strange way to put it, but I recently was traveling in Arkansas, and I was there just for a weekend trip, camping trip with Corey. And it's really kind of strange, guys, this whole story, but I'll try to make it quick. I was walking on the sidewalk and I saw someone's state ID on the ground. And previously, I had dropped my ID and someone had turned my ID into the local police station, in which they gave me a phone call and I was able to conveniently go pick it up. And so I was like, wow, this is a fated opportunity where I can return the favor. But I was thinking, but wait, like everything that's going on with police brutality and the riots and the protests, should I be doing that? But I thought, I feel like this is the right thing to do in the moment. And when I went to go turn in the ID because of COVID, like, guys, seriously, the world is on fire. When I went to go turn in this ID, they had us wait outside the police station for like over 30 minutes. And Corey was getting irritated. He's like, just put the ID on the bench. Let's just go. So I checked back with the lady and she's like, oh, the officer will be there in seconds. Another like 5 minutes went by and this police officer with this massive gun came out. I mean, I don't know my types of guns at all, but it was not a handgun. It was huge. And this is like a little college town in Arkansas. And I remember feeling like a bit fearful, even though I'm like not doing anything. And then this other police officer comes over to us. And as I'm giving him this lost ID, there is a caravan, a long caravan of cars who are protesting Black Lives Matter. And they're saying like abolish the police and police brutality while I'm like physically standing in between the protesters and the officer. And I'm like, it was like this awakening moment where I'm like, I need to be doing something. I need to be actively doing something to support Black Lives Matter. So I ended up posting this on my social media, this huge long story to all my friends and family. I've signed petitions. Like, we've really done a lot of research. So we want to share a lot of like petitions, places where you can sign petitions, places where you can donate your money, you know, whatever it is, like trying to be active in some way to support it. Because, you know, just saying something with your friends like, oh, I support it or whatever, it doesn't make that much of a change. Like, there needs to be action.
There does need to be action. And I mean, I'm even guilty of, you know, just posting on social media and just going, you know, about my day. But I think like we're really to a boiling point. We're really to a point that the movement has so much momentum and we cannot slow down. Okay. Protests need to continue. Jordan and I really wanted to go to a protest this last weekend and he was like worried about it being dangerous, but I was just talking to him about it. And I think, you know, we're going to try to go to one because they need people to still show up. Protests need to continue. The longer that protests continue, the longer that, you know, there is this happening in the media and that change is actually going to happen. Because what is most fearful is that as soon as this dies down, no one's talking about it and no change actually comes from it. Yeah. One of the big things that we have talked about that I think we both agree on that would help would be like demilitarizing the police. It's been blaring in the media to me how like doctors and nurses and other medical staff don't have PPE for COVID and have, you know, they have to share masks or reuse masks or have masks that are donated that people have like sewn with cloth. And yet like all of these police forces across the nation have riot gear and massive like guns and, massive you know, rubber guns. Bullets and tear gas and like armored vehicles. And I mean, we really need to talk about where the money is going and how we can be better supporting the community without so much policing. So demilitarization of the police and also defunding the police. This is a tough topic too. At first you're like, why would you want to defund the police? Like, you know, don't you want them to have the resources to be able to get better? It kind of goes along the lines of the demilitarization part. That's the part of the police that you would really be defunding. Obviously, police already across the country, they do seminars on, you know, racial bias and how to counteract that. And they have all of these training programs. It's just that it's not being observed in the field. So defunding the police might also decrease police presence. Kind of the idea behind that is, In suburban communities, you know, communities that you think of in the United States as like white communities, you rarely see police presence. Rarely. I mean, unless somebody calls about a specific thing, you rarely see people rolling through the neighborhood. But, you know, there's not crime and people live generally a peaceful life and they're generally fine, you know, going about their life. So the question is posed, you know, why could that not also work in Black communities, Latino communities? Why do they need such a heavy police presence? You know, because the presence can be incredibly threatening and that's how situations get escalated. I'm rambling now, but
no, I love that you're explaining it because I went to the Black Lives Matter website and I saw that the biggest petition they have going on right now is the defunding the police. And I reached out to you and was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't understand really why this is the way or the route that they're like wanting to go. And since kind of learning more about it, you put it beautifully, you know, just really it's more of like demilitizing the police and defunding in that way.
Yeah. And being able to take that money and put it into the communities to help, you know, put it into education, you know, make up for some of the inequalities healthcare. In education and healthcare, you know, I mean, that is going to increase the community tenfold over having a larger police presence, you know, make the people's lives better and life in the community is going to be better, you know, give people more opportunity and their quality of life will improve. Like that's all this is. Like you said, Bethany said that we do have a bunch of links in the document. We have the official Black Lives Matter site linked, as well as a card, which is basically just a little site that people can make to compile a bunch of information. The card that we linked is a Black Lives Matter card, and it has a ton of resources like petitions to sign. It has donation links. It has, I mean, oh my gosh, the donation links. There's so many different things you can donate to.
So many.
There are so many like innumerable links for more education, like Google Docs full of like so much information and history and that you can read to really understand how we got here and how change can be made. We have, if this is really new to you, you know, we have a link for anti-racism for beginners or how to be a better ally and a bunch of resources that go along with that as well. And then we have I don't know if she would want us to say her name because she's pretty private, but we have a mutual friend that shared a Facebook post and just said that, you know, they don't post on social media a lot, but they felt like they should for this. And they ended up, you know, talking about their support of the Black Lives Matter movement and then listing a ton of resources. These are not necessarily resources that are links, but more so books that you can look up. There's books that address race inequalities and tell the stories of Black Americans, as well as some nonfiction books and also some fiction books such as To Kill a Mockingbird or The Hate U Give.
Or The Color Purple.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also some TED Talks linked in there that you could watch as well for some more information.
Mm-hmm. So as we're kind of wrapping it up here, we're going to talk about our charity of the month for the month of June, mm-hmm. which is Black Lives Matter. This was really, Kayla, you did a lot of the research for yeah. it to provide you guys with a lot of understanding of it. But really, you were telling me that in celebration of Juneteenth, it's also known mm-hmm. as Freedom Day and Emancipation Day and Black 4th of July. And it's to really support the recent protests regarding police brutality and violence against Black people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, June 19th, it celebrates the emancipation of the last remaining slaves in the Confederacy.
Yeah, so we just felt like, I mean, I felt like when it was time to pick a charity of the month, immediately this came to mind because of, you know, the death of George Floyd and so many others, you know, that mm-hmm. that this literally just happened. And then also knowing that Juneteenth is coming up mm-hmm. and how that's a really big celebration for Black Americans, because obviously it's celebrating the emancipation of the slaves. So mm-hmm. I just took information directly from blacklivesmatter.com. The Black Lives Matter charity is what we're supporting. So this is all from their website. It was founded in 2013 in response to the acquittal of Trayvon Martin's murderer. Trayvon Martin was a young boy who was walking home with candy and was shot down because somebody thought he looked suspicious. Black Lives Matter is a global organization in the United States, UK, and Canada whose mission is to eradicate white supremacy and build local power to intervene in violence inflicted on Black communities by the state and vigilantes. By combating and counteracting acts of violence, creating a space for Black imagination and innovation, and centering Black joy, we are winning immediate improvements in our lives. They continue to say, we are expansive. We are a collective of liberators who believe in an inclusive and spacious movement. We also believe that in order to bring as many people with us along the way, we must move beyond the narrow nationalism that is all too prevalent in Black communities. We must ensure that we are building a movement that brings all of us to the front. We affirm the lives of Black, queer, and trans folks, disabled folks, undocumented folks, folks with records, women, and all Black lives along the gender spectrum. Our network centers those who have been marginalized within Black liberation movements. They continue to say, we are working for a world where Black lives are no longer systematically targeted for demise. We affirm our humanity, our contributions to the society, and our resilience in the face of deadly oppression. The call for Black Lives Matter is a rallying cry for all Black lives striving for liberation. So we ask you, please take action to promote Black Lives Matter in your personal life. Having the tough conversations with your friends and family, if you're ever going to do it, now is the time. Please join us in donating to the Black Lives Matter charity if you can, as well as checking out those resources and seeing what other petitions and funds that you can donate to.
Yeah. And if you're too young to donate, like, definitely having those conversations with your friends and family is a great way to go about it. I don't know if there's an age limit on signing petitions or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a possibility. But yeah, any way that you can.
Yeah. If you don't have any money, there has been a couple YouTubers. I will try to find it. I suck that I don't have this, but there's been a couple YouTubers that have made like hour long videos with multiple ads in the videos, and the entire video video is talking about Black history and showing Black art and culture in an educative way. But all of the ads that are placed in the hour-long video, all of the revenue is going directly towards the funds. So I will try
That's incredible.
I know. So if you don't have any money, you can still donate by watching these videos and letting all those ads run. So I'll try to find those and link those as well.
That's awesome.
It can be tough, you know, if you as long as you're doing something in any kind of way to support. And it's, I cannot stress, it is important to engage in conversations with people about it, because that's really how minds get changed and how change ultimately happens. So please be sure to check out all of those links in the description and in the doc.
Yes, in the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting Black Lives Matter.